Inspired by him only, I discover what is already created by him, Narayana, under his vision as the all-pervading super soul, and I also am created by him only. So when Lord Brahma is saying that I am myself not created by him, so I mean, just to recap, this chapter's title is the cosmic manifestation, canto's cosmic manifestation, and chapter's name is causes of all causes. So here Lord Brahma is explaining the causes on surrendered inquiries of Narad Muni. So when the chapter started, Narad Muni put questions from shloka 1 to 8, various questions that please explain me. I see that you are doing wonderful things. Are you the supreme or there is someone behind you? So he's saying that I see that you've been doing such a wonderful work. You're creating such a big universe, making nice planets. So it describes those things. Then in Shloka 9, when Lord Brahma starts speaking, he first thanks Lord Narada, that thanks for asking those questions because it helps me meditate. It helps me meditate upon Lord. So he thanks Lord Narada for asking this question. And we should also thank Lord Narada for asking these questions, because this is enlightening us as well, isn't it? So first level of discussions happening between Srimad Bhagavatam is between sages and Naimisharanya, which is talking about the discussion happening between Sukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. And within that discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, now Sukadev Goswami is telling that what is being told by Lord Brahma to Narada. So it's like a third level of discussion happening here. And then when we read this purport and we read this translation, the immediate question comes that if Lord is controlling everything, if Lord is giving guidance to everyone, and we know that even the blade of grass cannot move without Lord's will, then why isn't Lord controlling my action? Why I am tend to, why I am tend to get derailed into the material desires? Isn't that question arises in our heart, that why do we get derailed and get attracted to Maya? Does anybody wants to explain that? You know, if you've experienced this, you get this question that, oh, here Lord Brahma is saying that everything's done by him, and this Nimitramatra means he's guiding my actions. Then why isn't Lord guiding my actions? Why am I running on the path of material desires? Anybody wants to share?
But I think he created by his inferior, external.
When you create
something, there must be a purpose. We wanted something we could not fulfill in previous births. So it's a way of fulfilling what we could not. I think so. Don't know.
So, I mean, partially you're correct, Mati. There are three types of energy: superior energy, inferior energy, and marginal energy. So, superior energy is Antaranga Shakti, which is Bhagwan's consort, Srimati Radharani. And then inferior energy is this Prakriti, which is dead matter, which is a matter in which we are living, and we are the marginal potency. So we are tatastha. Marginal means we are on the banks. So sometimes we are moving towards spiritual, sometimes towards material. And Bhagwan has this Maya Devi as well, who facilitates us to carry on our carry on our activities or material desires. So if we have, if our level of surrender is less, then Maya Devi facilitate us to forget Krishna and get engaged and attracted to the material nature. So this is done under the instruction of Lord. We forgetting Krishna is also sanctioned by Krishna, because then Maya Devi is a deluding potency. So she deludes us in forgetting and create forgetfulness for us. So as explained in the purport, that the Krishna guides based on our level of surrender. So since, and the example given was that when in chapter 11, he already had shown the Virat Roop, and all these Kauravas, Sena, was getting in the mouth of Krishna. You know, they were all dying and falling inside the mouth of Krishna. So he showed that to Arjun that all these soldiers, the whole Sena, is already dead. You just have to go and take the credit. So become Nimitta Matra. So Nimitta Matra was also very nice. I heard Romapad Maharaj's lecture, and I got to know very nice thing that this Nimitta Matra means Matra means mother, and Nimitta means womb. So what does this womb does is, the womb provides two things. One is food to the baby which is growing inside, and place for baby to grow, to stay. So womb is not doing anything, but womb is just providing that mother to conceive the baby, the place and the food. So same way, it's a Nimitta Matra means you're just becoming, we just become instruments in the hand of Krishna. So the level of surrender will be higher, the level of charge Krishna will take in our life will be higher. So many times, you know, it's so when we are in a very sattvic mode, and we chant very nicely, we do aarti, we meet devotees, we serve devotees, we can feel the presence of Krishna. You know, we can say thanks from inside, that oh Krishna, you're taking charge of our life. No, we feel the presence of Krishna by saying, thanking him that, you know, Krishna, you've given such a nice association of devotees. You start appreciating what all Krishna has done for us, so we can feel the presence of Krishna. And the more and more we'll feel the presence of Krishna, the more and more surrender we will get. And the more and more surrender we will get, the more and more Krishna's presence we will feel. So both of them, you know, go each after other. And see, if we are completely attached in material thing any day, you know, when you're too much attached to some material decision you're not able to take, or some you were engaged in some materialistic activity like be it office work or be with discussion with someone, you feel so worn out and you forget Krishna, isn't it? So Maya covers it up. We don't get that same feeling, same thankfulness to Krishna. We get fatigued, we get worn out, you know, we forget Krishna. So that's where the more and more surrender we'll do, the more and more devotee association will take, the more and more we'll remember Krishna, the more and more surrender we'll develop towards him. So here the shloka here gives us guides us that even Brahma, who's been like, you know, we've grown up listening to this, that Brahma is the creator. And that's what Narada Muni thought as well, that my father is doing such a wonderful feat that maybe he is the creator. But Lord Brahma, who's the creator himself, is clarifying here that he is not the creator. He is just the Nimitta Matra, and he himself is being created by Lord Narayan Krishna. Now, another thing here, Prabhupada is giving example of Christopher Columbus, that we may discover things which are already created and claim the glory. So all the current scientists and people who are doing new discovery, they've been credited by something which is already created. So say Christopher Columbus went from here to America. He discovered America. It doesn't mean that he created America. The America was already there. People were already living there. Isn't it? The falling of Apple. The scientists gave it name gravitational force. But it doesn't mean that before he gave gravitational force, the apple were not falling or the force was not there. It's just a discovery we are making. And we're claiming to the glory. I mean, Srila Prabhupada gives example that this mosquito, like a small mosquito, he goes from here to there to there, he sits there, he flies there, you know, such a small tiny creature. And he was challenging scientists, can you make one mosquito? So the challenge is still not fulfilled, because we are not capable of creating. We're just so limited in our capabilities that we are only capable of discovering things which are already created. Then there is a understanding here we have to again gather from this translation, that Jivera Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. So here Lord Brahma is telling that I am just a servant. I'm just doing what's been told by Krishna. So Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart, and Krishna is guiding each one of us according to our level of surrender. Since Brahma's level of surrender is so high, he could do such a wonderful feat of work, create such a big universe. So if we are fully surrendered to Krishna, we can do wonderful things. A chiti can also become Brahma if she is fully surrendered and Krishna desires so. Now take another example, that Srila Prabhupada, he was fully surrendered soul. He was such a, I mean, Guru Maharaj says that he was describing that he was so, he looked so short in front of all these, his disciples, that sometimes if there were disciples around him, he was not even visible. But then that such short person, such a short body, has created such a wonderful feat of activities around the world, that today sitting in Krishna Katha Desh, in the middle of desert, in the middle of nowhere, Devi Mataji could dial in from Mauritius, and we are all able to listen, you know, discuss about Krishna. We can hear Krishna's name, we can sing Krishna's glories, we can have Krishna's darshan through the deity, serve Krishna through the deity worship. So Paramatma and Jivatma has this relationship in wherein the more and more Jivatma will lose control and give his control to Paramatma, the more and more Paramatma will take control, because he doesn't want to enforce his love on us. He wants us wants to give us the free will, and he wants us to cry out for him so that he can, we can all go back to Godhead. Now, another thing is that why Krishna doesn't take control of our activities, because Krishna bahir mukha jiva bhoga vanchakare. So jo bhi jeev bhog ki ichha karta hai, wo Krishna bahir mukh ho jata hai. So it's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna bahir mukha jiva vanchakare means we are turning our face away from Krishna if we are going towards the material activities. And then consequently we are given under the control of Maya. And when we are under control of Maya, then we are suffer from our bad karmas, and then we enjoy our fruits of our good karmas, and we remain in this vicious circle of birth, death, old age and disease. So whatever activity we do, level of surrender we can, whatever devotional service we can do, all this ability also comes from Krishna. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am the ability in man. So if this ability is also awarded by the Lord, so we have to go back to him and keep asking for this ability. We have to keep asking for this mercy from him, that Lord, please let me do this service. Lord, please let me surrender. Lord, please take care. Please take control of my life. Brahma admits here that I am useless without Lord. He says that all these wonderful things I have done is based on the ability granted by Krishna. I myself been created by him. So now how we can increase our surrender to Krishna, how we can embrace this feeling of surrender. We can embrace this feeling of surrender by performing devotional service, by rendering unalloyed service to devotees of Krishna, by rendering unalloyed devotional service to Srila Prabhupada, by serving our Guru, by chanting Lord Hari's name, by engaging Bhakti Yoga, and by chanting our heart will be cleansed to receive Krishna's mercy. Now, if we look at the dharma for Kali Yuga, that when we are here and we're trying to increase our surrender towards Krishna, then we have to look at what are the prescribed method for Kali Yuga. And then it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita again it says, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. No one can do this without being specially favored by Krishna. So the Kali Kalera Dharma, Kali Kal's Dharma is Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Nama Sankirtan. And then it says Krishna Shakti Bina, without Lord's favorable mercy, Bina Nahi Tarapartan. Without that we cannot chant. So if we are able to chant Lord's name, if we are able to speak about Lord, if we are able to hear about Lord, then we should feel that we are so much, fortunate that we cannot do this without favor of Krishna. So he has favored us. We've got that favor from him, personal favor for him, that we are able to do this activity. We are extremely, extremely fortunate. Then Krishna has been called as another name in purport as Urukrama. Urukrama means one who performs amazing work. Now if we see that forget the different types of preacher we see in, we can see in aquarium, you know, like, or a zoo or elsewhere. If we just see our own hand, our own finger, our own cells in each finger, you know, like if ek choti si faas gar jati hai, then we get, it creates so much pain, and then it's so hard to take it out or come out of that pain. So it's such an amazing activity, world's been created by Brahma. All these, I mean, we eat that, I have anything we eat and the taste we get, you know, like whenever you're thirsty and you drink water and you remember that shloka in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am the taste of water. So isn't it such a wonderful thing Brahma could do just because he was surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna's been said at Urukrama, he's been called Urukrama. Now when we are super thirsty and when we drink water, and then we get the taste of water and we can realize Krishna. Imagine that if we are full and we are not so thirsty, we don't realize that taste. Same way, if we are too much contaminated with the material activity, we are almost already full with rubbish things in our mind and rubbish consciousness. Then even if you're getting the same Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, same Krishna Katha, same Kirtan, but we'll not be able to relish it. Because our taste buds are not developed to relish those things. But same way, if you are thirsty for Krishna, if you're thirsty for Krishna Katha, if you're thirsty for hearing, if you're thirsty for listening, if you're thirsty for doing service, then same service, same Bhagavatam Katha, same Kirtan, same Japa will give so much pleasure from inside. Isn't it? And this feeling, we can realize the presence of Krishna. This having that pleasure of listening, having relishing the deity worship, offering bhoga to Lord, when this gives a pleasure to our heart, that pleasure can, in that pleasure we can realize the presence of Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada referred in purport that the intelligent people can realize the subtle presence of Krishna. So we have to go to that level. We have to develop that intelligence to relish that presence of Krishna. And how we can do that? So we've been listening so many classes from Srila Prabhupada, and it's been referred number of times the teachings of Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction, wherein he's saying that we have to do six things which are favorable for Krishna consciousness, and we have to leave six things which are not favorable for Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So what are the six things we have to embrace which are favorable for Krishna consciousness? They are Utsahan, Dhairyat, Nishchat, Tattat, Karma, Pravartanat, Sangatyaga satovrati shadbir bhakti prasidhyati. So utsahan, we have to be very enthusiastic about our service. We have to be very enthusiastic about our japa. We have to be enthusiastic about serving devotees. Dharyat, we need to have patience, because we have baggage of so many births, and within this birth there are so many unfulfilled desires that we have to be patient until we start realizing presence of Krishna. But continue the process, continue the japa, continue the chanting, continue the reading of the Srila Prabhupada's books. And nishchayat, have determination, have that full faith that it will happen. It one day we will relish it. Tat karma pravartat. So continue to work in that determination. Sangha tyaga satovritti. So leave the association of materialistic people, and satovritti, embrace the association of devotees. So these six things will help us in increasing our bhakti, and we can realize that we can realize in our day-to-day life that this is happening. You know, when we are doing more and more these activities, the more and more surrender we'll feel, the more and more closer to Krishna we feel ourselves. And then six things which we have to avoid is atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagra Jansangascha lalyamcha shadbir bhakti vinashyati. So atyahara means overeating or over collecting. Prayasascha means over endeavoring and trying to do something which is far beyond our means or abilities. Jansangascha. So see, association vahan bhi tha sangatyaga satvriti, yahan bhi hai ki jansanga we have to avoid. And lalyamcha, being greedy. So these six things we have to.
So Swami Prabhu recited the Prem wonderful.
Yeah. And always, we have to always dependent on Krishna, because he is our maintainer and he is our protector as well. So, once we are fully dependent on Krishna and fixed in our Krishna consciousness, then only life will put any test, any tapasya, any austerity on us. We will be able to fix in our Krishna consciousness. We will be able to continue progressing. So when I read this, I really remembered our Pat Pradaksha Guru, Manu Prabhu. I keep remembering him in every situation, and I see that what he did. So he went through so many challenges, and the more challenges he went through with his mother's health, with his father's health, with his moving to Mumbai and everyday thing, I see that he's getting more and more fixed, you know. Rather than complaining, Krishna, why did you put through me this? I see that his level of service to Krishna is increasing. His level of faith in Krishna is increasing. So
who is that Toji? What's the name of that devotee?
He's Bhakti Charu Maharaj's disciple, Manu Prabhu. He is the one who picked us from the grocery store in London and kept inviting us and kept feeding us. So he keeps saying that Sri Brajbhumi, we should never be satisfied being a neophyte. We should always endeavor to grow higher in Krishna consciousness. He said that we should avoid status quo. he says that we should not be interested in remaining constant where we are. We should always strive to go forward. We should always strive to grow in Krishna consciousness. And when we were separating, we were coming to Dubai. He went to Bombay, and I was very sad that we were separating. And he said that Shivarjuni, that if you'll keep that time when he was said Ankur, that if you keep chanting Lord's name, then we will always be connected. So we were not that serious at that time, but see that since we are able to chant, we are actually connected. Every time something happens, we are able to think about each other. So sometimes we have to see this, that we have to follow these devotees who've seen, who've been there, who've realized the importance of bhakti. Then it inspires us as well, isn't it? That, oh yes, this works, this formula works. Like if you tell Himani that 2x plus 3y is this much, and then if you put any number, it gives this answer. So when she sees that, oh, in one variable it works, if we put another variable as well, it will again work. So the Srila Prabhupada has given this formula: four regulated principles, japa, reading books, formula works. And then now you put this formula in this formula, Sudama Das, it will work. If you put Giriraj in that formula, it will work. If you put Sumit in that formula, it will work. We are just the variables in the formula. The formula is there. We just have to put ourselves in that formula. Now, we may think that, oh, we are grihastha, we have so many responsibilities. Then we see that, you know, Srila Prabhupada was also grihastha. But he left that small family and he embraced much bigger family for the good of us. Correct? So, the formula works for everyone. Now, we have another very touching shloka we just went through in Bhagavad Gita, was Vivasatmika Buddhi Eka Kuru Nandana. And Guru Maharaj keeps quoting this shloka in, like, you know, last few Charitamrita classes as well, that we have to develop Vivasatmika Buddhi. Vivasatmika Buddhi means focused, one goal of Krishna consciousness. And he says that who has Vivasatmika Buddhi, usko ek hi goal hai, Kurunandana is Arjun, which is surrender to Lord, ek nishtha. But jiski Vivasatmika Buddhi nahi hai, who doesn't have Vivasatmika Buddhi, who's not focused, he is multi-branched. And when you are multi-branched, then you don't go anywhere. Then you remain here because we are entangled in those multi-branched activities. So we have to develop that. And then Guru Maharaj very nicely told one thing in two three lectures back, that when Srila Prabhupada went to meet his spiritual master, his spiritual master gave him instructions that go in west and preach Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada had a doubt that I may not be able to do it, or he was not completely sure that whether he can do it or he should do it, until he read instruction from Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. And what did Srila Chakravarti Thakur said? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi, dhyayan stuvam sasya yasya sri sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So here Prishtila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that by satisfying your spiritual master only, you can enter the realms of spiritual world. So when Srila Prabhupada read this, he got inspired. He got that determination that without satisfying my spiritual master desire, I may not go enter the spiritual realm. And that gave him that endeavor, that gave him that firm faith and that determination to do the endeavor and then serve his spiritual master. Again, we have to keep listening to all the assurances Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita 12. He's saying that Suhrdam Sarva Bhutanam. He's saying he's friends of everyone. He's not saying that I'm only friends of devotee. So when he's friends with everyone, then he's friends of ours as well. And friends are the people who expect and wish good for us. So what a good fortune we have that we have Krishna as our friend, isn't it? That he's Sarva Bhutanam. He is Sohardam Sarvabhutanam. So I think that's about it. Only one last thing that once somebody reached Srila Prabhupada and he said that, Srila Prabhupada, what will happen if the whole world becomes Krishna conscious? Then Srila Prabhupada laughed and he said that, don't worry, it may not happen. But then he said that, but if it happens, it will become, the whole world become Vaikuntha. And I was thinking that, why did Prabhupada say that it may not happen? Then when I asked someone, they said that because Maya has also her role to play. Maya is a deluding energy. Those who want to remain here, Maya keeps Krishna covered from them. So until we have that sincere desire, until we have that surrender, mood of surrender to Krishna, Maya will not allow us to see Krishna. Maya will not allow us to smell Krishna in the flower smell. Maya will not allow us to taste Krishna in the water. So we have to have that surrender. We have to have that feeling. And we have to pray to Krishna to that. Let us relish that. Let us create that. Let us surrender unto your lotus feet. Let us taste you in that glass of water. Let us give us instruction that and take control of our senses. With that, I'll conclude my class. I would provide your comments or if you have any realizations or questions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I think Pravesh Prabhuji has to recap first.
Yeah, Pravesh Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, be a bit louder. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, we can't still hear. We cannot hear.
Hello.
No
Hello.
Problem. Yeah.
That's better now.
Better now, yeah.
So,
Prabhu, we can't hear you. Hare Krishna. Pravesh Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Pravesh Prabhu. I think the video froze.
Maybe you can try without the headphone.
Yeah.
Prabhu, can you say those 6 points favorable and 6 points not favorable in Hare Krishna?
Yeah, sure. So 6 times favorable are Utsahan, meaning enthusiasm. Dharyat means patience. Nishchayat means determination. Tattat Karma Pratnat means working, doing devotional service in the determination. Sangatyaga means leaving the association of materially motivated people. Satovrati means having association of Krishna consciousness people. And 6 things to avoid: Atyahara, like overeating or over collecting. Prayasascha means over endeavoring. Prajalpo means speaking nonsense or talking about the material things. Niyamagraha means following rules and regulation for sake of following. Jansangha means again avoiding the materially minded people. And Lalyamcha means greed. So 6 things to avoid. Prabhu, yeah.
Prabhu, am I audible?
Yeah, now you're
audible.
Perfect.
Yes, you are now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Hare Krishna,
Prabhu.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, Prabhu. So, Prabhu started with setting the scene that in Namisharana Subhadra Maharaj and all the devotees are collected and they are reciting the glories of Sri Krishna. And the point is that what is the cause of all the manifestation we are seeing around us, what is the cause of all causes? And the name was given to God is Sarva Bhutan Taratma, the God who resides in everyone's heart. If you can realize this, then only we can progress further. Another name which Prajna Prabhu highlighted is Uru Karma. So Uru Karma is the name of Lord, and it explains the who can perform the amazing work. Like, we can see all the wonderful nature around us, and all this is created by the Lord Krishna. One of the most important questions Brahma Prabhu raised is, and this question is asked by all the atheists, how our actions are controlled by Lord Krishna and why so many sad events are happens in the world. So the answer to this is that this is under the sanctions of Krishna, and it is performed by Mayadevi. The example given here is in Kurukshetra, when Arjuna is fighting and killing the people and annihilating the army. But he is only nimitta. Like, womb provides food and space to feed us, but womb doesn't do anything. Womb is just a place where all these things are happening. Similarly, Arjuna or we in our life, whatever we are doing is under the instruction of Krishna. We are nimitta, but we do not know it. And we can feel the presence of Krishna while chanting and while surrendering the services. Initially, we don't have pleasure, we don't relish the services, but eventually, by continuous practice, which is given by the Srila Prabhupada and the four regulative principles, then we start relishing the services, and that is the way to improve in the Krishna consciousness. What is our swaroop, what is our position in this material world is Jiva Swaroop Nitya Krishna Das. If we fully surrender to Krishna, then we can be elevated to the higher levels. Like Srila Prabhupada, one of the most prominent examples, he is helping us today, millions of devotees, on the path of Krishna realization and Krishna consciousness. While he was a simple man from Bengal, but millions of people are following his instructions today. Krishna Bahirmukhi Jivanchi Bhogya. When we go towards material energy, this is one of the answer to our questions. Whenever we want to enjoy something or go towards material energy, then Krishna hand us over to the Maya Devi, and then we are under the influence of Maya Devi. Then Krishna, because our face is towards Maya Devi, so Krishna, we are not able to see the Krishna. Krishna says that I am the ability man, and Prabhupada says that we will be able to see the Krishna only by the cleaning our heart, and our heart is cleaned by the chanting, devotional service. And then there are instructions, there are things like utsaha, dhairya, japa, all these things we should do. So we will realize the Krishna, and there are things which are not true, like atyahar, atyaprayasa, prajalpa, jansangaya, lawlasya. So these things we should not do. One of the instruction for us from the today's class is, whenever Srila Prabhupada was in, has some questions, so he took instruction from his teachers. Similarly, we should always take instructions from our spiritual masters. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you, Prabhu.
And Mahaprasad Prabhu, I'm really relishing this way, Bhagavatam. So thanks for suggesting this. Yeah. The way it was rushed.
That's
rush,
okay. I mean, everyone is making an effort. It's very pleasing to see everyone engaged doing different kind of services. And also, it makes a big difference for everyone's spiritual advancement.
Sure, no,
indeed. I'm hearing Pravesh now. I just couldn't believe.
Yeah.
You should be giving class. The next time, you should be giving a Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
It was very inspiring.
Thank you.
Really good.
We have to, anyways, only repeat what Prabhupada is saying. So.
Yes.
Prabhuji, I just have two things that I liked very much. You quoted that we should not remain neophyte. We should always try to grow in Krishna consciousness. We should not have excuses that I'm still neophyte, I'm still a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And we should take responsibility of our Krishna consciousness, and we should try to grow. And one thing, and then you said that if we follow Guru's instructions, as you quoted, what the last sloka of Guru Ashtakam from Srila Vishwanathapuri Thakur, which inspired Srila Prabhupada, that was also really amazing. And one more realization I had during the purport and your class, that Brahmaji is the most competent person in this universe. He is the most competent person, but he is the most humble and honest person as well. He is not a cheater. He very clearly said that I am just an instrument in Krishna's hand, and he is my creator, and I am just working under his guidance and as instrument in his hand. Otherwise, the people in material world, even if it's the smallest capabilities, they start cheating others. They start showing off that I am God.
Yeah.
But Brahma is the most competent person in this universe, and is very honest and is humble to Lord, and he very rightly says that I am just an instrument in Krishna's hand. He created me. He is humble and honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi Sunechena.
Yeah.
The humility is the starting point of devotional service.
Correct.
Hare Krishna.
And I quite like the example of Nimitta Matra by Ramapad Maharaj.
Yeah.
Prabhupada Maharaj explained from where this word originated, Nimitta Matra. So it's like mother's womb.
I just want to share something Lord Brahma said in the Bhagavatam. There is one verse I really like very much. I wanted to share that with you. Basically, he's saying, I pray that I'm not materially affected by my works. In other words, by my creation. That he's praying that he's not materially affected by his work. For this, I may be able to give up false prestige of being the creator. So his meditation is that, yes, Krishna has, you've given me the opportunity to create. And he's admitting the fact that he is a secondary creator. Although the entire universe thinks Brahma is the primary creator,
okay.
He knows, he made about, he spent over 1,000 celestial years meditating on Krishna and what he's yet to do. He was meditating for a very, very long time, and the more he tried to understand about Krishna, there is no limit about his glories, about his potencies. So towards the end, he came up with that conclusion that I want to remain in a consciousness whereby I am always reminded that I'm incapable. Because you make me capable, I am able to create. Yeah. So he is giving us that message that at any one position, whatever we do, wherever we succeed, that we should always remember our incapable nature, without Krishna's blessing, things will go wrong.
Correct.
Things will go wrong. Mm-hmm. That's why in the material world, a lot of people are very puffed up. The moment they create something, the moment they become popular, they become very egoistic.
Madhav.
What happens? They fall flat sooner. So because they're not reminding themselves about their incapable nature, without the sanction, without the blessing of Krishna, or God. So that is a wonderful prayer. So that also should give us the opportunity, just like now, everybody is involved, everybody is engaged in different kind of activities. So sometimes we have that fear, even to speak, we have that fear to speak about the philosophy. But if we just think of Krishna, telling him that I am not capable, but in your hand, I can be like a puppet. And if we go in, and if we start doing it, we can do wonders. I'm just listening about Prabhesh's recap. I just couldn't believe you touched a lot of good points.
Indeed, yeah.
That's because Krishna is blessing him. You know, he's willing to do it. He knows there is a fear in the heart. You know, we feel we're not capable, I'm not qualified, or whatever. That's good. But then we should rely on Krishna, and Krishna does wonders. Okay. How did Krishna do the wonders with Vyasadeva? How did Krishna do wonders with Arjuna? You know, Arjuna, what he's done in that battlefield is amazing for those 18 days. Glorious. But then towards the end, after Krishna departed, Arjuna himself was admitting, "Oh Krishna, where are you? In your absence, you know, my hands are like this. You know, I'm not able to do anything in your absence without your blessing." So, you know, the 11th canto is describing about how incapable he felt in the absence of Krishna. So it's always good to remind ourselves, whatever position we are, whenever we have any success, anything can change anytime. We are incapable. It's not because we are running it that the show runs. It's because Krishna is blessing it to happen.
Correct.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ashram. Any other question, feedback, comment, realizations? Komal Mataji?
Can we use that whatever is happening now with Corona?
Yeah.
It is Krishna's hand?
He has sanctioned it, definitely. So it's because... There is a plan
behind,
yeah.
3 million people getting sick and 300 to 500 will die now.
Yes, Mataji, because there is so much animal slaughter happening, there's so much destruction of planet Earth or exploitation of Mother Earth happening. This is definitely sanctioned by the Lord. So this is maybe a balancing act wherein we have to, as human race, has to sit back, contemplate that what is it leading. Why is it, what has it led to, and then do corrective measures. If we don't do corrective measures, it's going to get worse, because we are all put under the energy of Maya Devi, the material energy, and she runs by her rules. So she has her rules, and we have to stay under those rules.
So we just pray.
We pray
for corrective measures to come.
Yeah, we pray, and then where we can take ourselves, use less plastics, use less fuel, maybe walk more, maybe bike. So whatever actions we can take, we should take ownership of our actions, and we should contribute towards the world peace by praying to Krishna.
No animal killing.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere, Prabhuji, that the exploitation in the last 2 years is more than what is done in the 500 years before that.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
This is the extent.
So much plastic we're using. It's such a, so much animal killing happening. Like millions of animals getting slaughtered every day just in US. I mean, US has 12% population or 15% population, and they consume 30% of the world resources. So it's a balancing act. Yes, Pravesh Prabhu, you're saying something? No, Prabhu, very, very feeble voice.
It's good earlier.
Hello, it's okay now?
Now it's better.
Yeah, better.
Okay, so Prabhu, one of the things which I admire about the ISKCON and the Krishna consciousness, the self-sustaining villages.
Yeah.
Actually, this is giving a model to the whole world,
yeah,
that how we should actually live. And
yeah,
that is the only viable model for the sustained living if Earth has to survive for coming years.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very good. We've been to Eco Village in Govardhan Eco Village near Bombay, and we've been to New Vraj Dham in Hungary. We've been to Gita Nagari in US, in Penn State. And we see that they've done such a wonderful job in creating that self-sustained kind of community. And all these Hungarian devotees, they didn't even know English. And 4:30 in the morning, all the Prabhus were in dhoti kurta, all the Matajis were in sari, all the Prabhus were dancing in one way, all the Matajis were dancing in one way. Everything was synchronized, and they all did japa. They all went to farm after the Bhagavatam, japa, everything. They went to farm. We had a harvest festival. They have a Govardhan hill, and below the hill, they have like a chamber. So they put all their produce in that chamber, and they close the chamber. So when it is winter, the chamber is hot, is warm, and when it is summer, the chamber is cold. No air conditioning, no electricity. All the homes are electrified by solar panels. There's no electricity, and 250-300 families living there. They have their own goshala, they have their own school. They have their own university in Budapest. So everything. And there was like, the deities are Radha Shyam Sundar over there. And behind the deities, we would see that some Matajis are doing some like kind of a painting, always doing something. And after a few days, you see that the whole background has changed to night. And after a few days, the whole background has turned to morning. So spring, autumn. So the background keeps changing. They like hand paint the thing. Thanks, Pravesh Prabhu. I think we have to and Godra is self-sustained. Yeah, self-sustained society.
Aarti, by Mahaprasad
Prabhu, please. Aarti.
I think Rajagopi Prabhu, you've sent the song.
I'll put the song.
I will play the Gaura Aarti song.
Yeah,
then I'll do the Aarti.
I'll put it on the
screen.
And
everyone can just see.
Yeah.
I think you can see the altar, right? I hope. You can see the altar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to play the Gaura Aarti.